order, 48-hour notice. Opening statement. Pursuant to NJSA 10-4-10, notice of this meeting being held on Tuesday, December 17, 2024, has been provided by publication in the Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Manasquan and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
To the flag. God, your nation, America, which we have over, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Boltman? Mrs. Bassone? Mr. Burns? Mr. Catani?
Here.
Ms. Check? Mr. Dibble?
Here.
Mr. LaFredo? Mr. Milansovich?
Here.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Here.
Mrs. Pollock?
Here.
Mr. Serino?
Here.
Josephina Presbrey?
Here.
Cassidy Murray?
Here.
Megan Leggett?
Here.
Donovan Brown? We have quorum.
Mission statement. Manasquan School District empowers all students by providing a safe, healthy, and inclusive environment where continual growth, perseverance, and rigorous academic standards are balanced with extensive extracurricular opportunities and rich tradition through partnership with community. Statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education takes action with very little comment and in many cases by unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied that the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next combined committee of the whole and regular board meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After discussion during the committee of the whole portion of the meeting, the matter is focused on during the regular public board meeting agenda and presented to the Board of Education for a vote. And now we'll move to the student board representative report.
Before you get started, when you leave, those gift bags are for you, for your service. It's the latest in Manasquan swag. So please do not re-gift those. No. Okay, but no, thank you for all you do, okay?
Thank you.
All right, Joe, you want to start?
Yeah. Good evening, everyone. I will be sharing an update on our student life here at MHS. First, I'd like to highlight some of the incredible recent events we have had. Homecoming, organized by the Yearbook Club a couple of Fridays ago, was a huge success. Students had a great time dancing and celebrating the night with their classmates. It was a memorable night for all involved. On December 5th, the Harlem Wizards visited Manasquan for an amazing night hosted by the Student Council. The event grew a big crowd, especially from the elementary school, and it was a great success. Not only did we raise a lot of funds for the Student Council, but it was a great night for all, especially for the younger kids who loved watching their teachers face the Wizards, and it was super fun for even me to watch them. In addition, the Academy of Finance students recently sponsored a Toys for Tots collection, and I am proud to say that our school delivered 412 toys to Bradley Elementary School in Asbury Park. As a member of the Academy of Finance, I had the privilege of helping with the delivery, and it was very rewarding to know that we were helping local schools, kids, students there during the holiday season. Looking ahead, we are looking forward to the Christmas break, which will begin on December 20th, and then we will resume back in school on Thursday, January 2nd. And I look forward to sharing even more accomplishments and events in the new year. Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Our winter sports are officially underway, bringing a lot of excitement to our school and energy. Last night, we had our first home boys basketball game, which brought a large student section. We sold a lot of tickets, which was really good for our school. Unfortunately, we lost, but they have a big season ahead. Also, we have an exciting new program that has just started. It's called Unified Sports, which is a co-ed program that invites all special needs students to come play soccer, I'm sorry, with all students around the school, and we compete and we learn from each other, and it's a great new program that we've developed.
Hello, I'll be covering the arts that have been going here at Manasquan. So on December 2nd, the MHS chorus performed holiday karaoke at the Manasquan Library, and they charmed the crowd in practice for their upcoming shows. The MHS Holiday Dance Show was on December 4th, and they performed a sold-out show at the Jack Nicholson Theater, and everyone was super impressed, and I was at the show, and it was super fun to watch. The Winter Choir Concert and Jazz Band performed on December 12th, showcasing their skills, and they worked very hard. Looking ahead, the Performing Arts Academy Senior Showcase will be held on January 8th, and that's celebrating our talented seniors with dancing, singing, acting, and music. And the final Improv Iran is scheduled for January 11th at 6:30. And lastly, Chris Pinella's Christmas and Manasquan Concert, which will benefit the Manasquan High School's Theater Upgrade Project. And this concert will feature platinum selling record recording artist at MHS alumni Chris Pinella. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, and enjoy your break, enjoy the holiday season, and thank you for continuing to represent your peers here at the Board of Education. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now we're going to present to our Student of the Month winners. Once again, each month, Board of Ed recognizes a student who excels for that month, nominated by the staff at the high school. And we have a representative for each grade level, and that's the criteria that the teachers use to nominate and select the Student of the Month. You don't always have to have an A-plus average, but continue to grow and do something exceptional, and you're recognized as the Student of the Month. And we also want to thank the Brielle Spring Lake Rotary, who sponsors the breakfast, recognizing our high school Students of the Month. So for this month, the Manasquan High School Freshman Student of the Month is Matthew Reffler. Matthew, come on up. Matthew is a member of the football, wrestling, and baseball teams. Outside of school, Matthew enjoys playing travel baseball, biking, going to the gym, hanging out with his friends. Matthew volunteers his time helping with youth sports such as flag football. His favorite subject is English. His favorite teacher is Mr. Snyder because he is funny, and his workshop class is also a lot of fun. I'm going to go right to something. Tell us a little bit about the win Friday night at Jackson Memorial for the wrestling team.
It was a pretty fun experience.
So I used to be a basketball coach there, and I can tell you, if you told me years ago that someday Manasquan was going to beat Jackson Memorial in wrestling, I would say no way. But Coach Borowski and the guys got it done, so just wanted to congratulate you on that. And since you've come here as a freshman, what has been your moment or finest experience here? What could you tell everyone in the audience?
I'd say the football team is like the best sport. It's really fun to play. I step up on varsity, go to varsity games and get out the sideline. It's pretty fun.
Okay. So what weight class do you wrestle at too? So I'll know up to wrestle.
157.
What does he say? Tough bracket. Okay. Congratulations. Curtis Purcell. school, Curtis is a member of the Key Club and the Chess Club. He's a member of the bowling and e-sport teams. Outside of school, Curtis enjoys bike riding, boating, engineering design, and accounting internships. Curtis completes his volunteer work for Key Club, Union Landing Historical Society of Brielle, and Barnegat Bay Maritime Museum. Curtis's favorite subject is honors lab chemistry. His favorite teacher is Mr. Glenn because of his enthusiasm for chemistry and his ability to make learning fun. He has a good sense of humor and does funny voice impressions. I was not aware of that, Mr. Glenn.
Yeah, he did like the Cookie Monster, Mickey Mouse, and all of
that. He doesn't do me.
No.
Mr. Glenn is passionate about teaching and ensures no students fall behind. He is also a very skillful bowling coach, which I did know. So what is your favorite thing about Manasquan High School?
Well, my favorite thing is the people here. All nice. They're all very nice people. And the staff is very good here. And I remember last year when I went to your office, you talked about, band. And I'm going to say, you did take care of that situation very nicely.
I guess that's why I got the promotion.
Exactly. Yeah, I promoted you.
Oh. All right. Curtis Porcello, everyone. Outside of school, Kaylee is a member of the Greater Monmouth YMCA swim team and is a lifeguard on the Lavalette Beach Patrol. Kaylee completes volunteer work for the Key Club. Kaylee's favorite subject is AP chemistry. Her favorite teacher is that Mr. Glenn again, and because he makes the material fun and interesting. Kaylee Porter, Junior Student of the Month. Round of applause. Our Senior Student of the Month is Madeline Ireland. Well, she's very involved. And Madeline in school is Vice President of the National Honor Society, Squanathon Committee member, and a student liaison member. Madeline is a member of the Welcome Warriors, Key Club, Environmental Club, and the Life is Good Club. She is also on the swim team. Outside of school, Madeline works as a lifeguard for the Seagirt Beach Patrol, and at Hoffman's Ice Cream. She volunteers at various community events through Key Club and is a junior volunteer at Jersey Shore Medical Center. You are very busy. Madeline's favorite subjects are math and health sciences. Her favorite teacher is Mrs. Kosick because she is so kind, energetic, and inspiring to all. The past 2 years, Mrs. Kosick has exposed Madeline to healthcare topics and careers which she would like to pursue in the future. And unfortunately, Mrs. Kozak, due to another obligation, couldn't make it here tonight. I'm sure she'll be at the breakfast. What else can you tell everyone about Mrs. Kozak?
She's super nice, and you can really just talk to her about everything. She really tries to make class fun, even though sometimes school can be school, but I really just love all she does for her students.
Yeah, she's fantastic. So congratulations. Enjoy the breakfast.
Thank you.
The National Junior Honor Society, community warriors and gifted and talented. He is also on the soccer team at MES. Outside of school, Andrew plays travel hockey for Jersey Shore Wildcats, and he is a caddy at the Manasquan River Golf Club. That's a good move, by the way. Andrew's favorite subject is language arts. His favorite teacher is Mr. Pate because he is very funny and kind. He also enjoys the books they read in his class along with the creative writing assignments. Mr. Pate is here. Can you please come up? Yes. Mr. Pate, you are the Manasquan Elementary selected by Andrew Manzer, Teacher of the Month. And what else can you tell us about Mr. Pate?
Class is very fun. It's really nice. And it's the best part of my day.
Did you caddy for him yet?
No.
I'm a caddy, right?
And what could you tell us about him as a student?
How much time you guys have. He's been a fantastic presence in our class. He's always very, very respectful. I'm not sure if that's because he knows his dad is right down the hall. I think it's because he's just a really bright and respectful young man, and I am extremely grateful to have him in our class this year.
Thank you. Thank you. How about a round of applause? At this time, let's take a 5-minute break for some light refreshments.
Mr. Milanswich? Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Milanswich?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Perry?
Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes duration. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall be give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board encourages public participation, it reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. In order to ensure all members of the public who wish to participate are afforded a timely and orderly opportunity to do so, the board may not answer questions posed by those making comments. The board may address questions posed during this period once all members of the public wishing to speak have done so. The board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion, or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. Would anyone like to be heard? Would anyone like to be heard on items not on this agenda? Seeing no one, we're going to move to the discussion items.
Okay. Education, curriculum, and technology. Mr. Place, just one item.
Sure. Recommended for the board's approval this evening is the proposed calendar for the 25-26 school year that you should have received in the Friday packet and can see on the portal. As far as the calendar itself, essentially it follows the same pattern that we had in this year's calendar, with the exception of moving around a few early dismissal days. So one of the proposed changes is adding an additional early dismissal day on the Friday of the first week of school. That's to facilitate some of the professional development and curriculum planning with our curriculum consultant for next year. In the month of October, previously there was an early dismissal day on a Wednesday for PSATs and senior graduation activities. That's been recommended to be moved to a Friday, so that early dismissal And then going into the spring, we previously had early dismissal days in March, on 2 days during the month of March. At the administration and Mr. Goodall's recommendation, we're recommending moving those to coincide with the days of the junior and senior prom. So there would be an early dismissal on both the date of the junior prom and the senior prom, which apparently will help facilitate appointments after school and many early withdrawals on those days, regardless of whether there was an early dismissal day. So with that being said, otherwise the calendar pretty much remains in place. It contains two, sometimes what we call built-in snow days, right? So the Martin Luther King Jr. Day is the first. If a snow day were to occur before that date, we would go to school on that day. And then the Friday before Memorial Day weekend would be the second.
Okay. That. Our personnel will discuss it executive. Any policy, Mr. Place?
No, not for this month.
Finance, Dr. Crowley?
Yeah, an update on the budget development for next year. We spent the last week or two meeting with department heads across the district, principals, and other heads of departments to finalize their own budget submissions. They were due on Monday. They were all submitted compliantly, so we're in good shape on that end. Also on Monday was the deadline for sending districts to submit enrollments. I know we talk about that quite a bit during budget season. We haven't put that in as a denominator yet because we don't have the numerator set, which is the actual expenses, but just so everyone is aware, based on reporting from the sending districts, we're going to be receiving approximately 29 fewer students. Every town sending is down except for Brielle. Brielle ticked up slightly, and everyone else is sending fewer kids next year. The effect of that, as I believe you guys are all aware at this point, it is a per cap, typically equates to a per capita tuition increase, not necessarily a overall tuition increase for any one town, but it, as you reduce the number of students in the school, each student becomes a little more expensive to educate. The same goes for Manasquan students. Currently we have 266 students in the high school. Next year we're projecting 257, so a reduction of 9 students coming from across the street to over here. We'll continue refining those numbers through the next month and putting together the numerator, which is the expenses, which ultimately inform what the final tuition rate is. Any questions regarding that? It's not certainly not off of what we've been projecting for the last several years now. We've discussed it. Enrollment is declining and we are projecting it to continue to decline as we move forward the next few years. My next bullet is building and grounds and an update on construction. We have some really good news. We made some excellent progress since we last met. The art room at the elementary school, the split art room, is due to be open when we return from Christmas break. It's pretty much done in terms of H&S's role in there. We're getting furniture delivered over Christmas break, which is a different subcontractor altogether. And then it'll be made available to the two art teachers to move in when they return. So it's kind of a soft opening. They'll spend the first week or two when they get back moving their supplies and equipment back into the room. And then we'll start teaching classes in there, but it'll be fully complete and open to us when we return on January 2nd. Also over Christmas break, we're gonna have at least a part of the epoxy floor issue will be solved. The epoxy floors will be being installed in the 3 100s wing classrooms that are receiving them, so the in-room pre-K classrooms, as well as the gang bathrooms immediately outside the gymnasium that are used by the public for basketball games or any athletic event in the gym. The two bathrooms in the basement of the high school and the band room, and the two gang bathrooms in the 100s wing of the elementary school are all receiving epoxy and will all be fully open shortly after that with some plumbing just coming back behind the epoxy and putting the toilet fixtures back in. So that's exciting news. That was obviously a big, that portion of the project was causing a big delay, and it seems like we've overcome that and kind of solved that issue. Just in terms of the H&S contract, you'll see two change orders, number 31 and 32 on your agenda, which is change order number 3 and 4. This is a change order. Number 3 is the reduction of the amount that was withheld for damages caused by delays. A number of things went into that number, including the additional storage of furniture that was required, additional HVAC that was required to be brought in to accommodate the delayed HVAC installation. So that number has been itemized, and that change order will reduce H&S's contract by that amount. Immediately below that, number 32 is a reduction in the amount of what the epoxy floor contract to the new vendor is going to cost. So Again, as we talked about the last meeting, we took out that portion of the project from H&S, and we gave it, we're awarding it tonight, to the Gillespie Group in the amount of a slightly higher amount because there is a plumbing allowance in there, but the portion that will be charged back to H&S is the $266,617 left there. Number 30 is going to have to be tabled this evening. We did not receive certification from the architect in time to approve that, so that is the H&S payment application. So Ms. Pollack, when we do take the consent agenda roll, we'll table 30. We're not prepared to approve that yet.
Okay.
And that's what I have. Any questions regarding construction or budget? Yeah, Jeff.
The epoxy flooring that you had mentioned,
yep.
Did that cover the locker rooms that you brought up last meeting?
The contract covers locker rooms, but they're not prepared to be done yet, so they won't be poured over Christmas break. We're hoping to get them in February break, winter break. So it is in that number, but it's not in phase one, if you will, of the contract.
But you would be able to keep the existing floor in place and not have to touch that? You were saying the one contractor wanted to put a new floor down?
Correct. So this contractor has agreed to, they've inspected the floor themselves and independently have agreed to warranty the floor installed over the existing base. So that's what was causing the debate and the escalation, and this contractor came in and said they've done it. Numerous applications, very similar to this, haven't had an issue, and they'll stand by with a 5-year warranty. So
thank you.
Okay. Any other questions, concerns?
Okay, that's all I have, Mr. Bill.
We'll move on to the superintendent's report. Talking about enrollment, we have 1,396 students in the Manasquan School District, 920 attend Manasquan High School, and 476 are in Manasquan Elementary School. Both the high school and elementary school had their mandatory evacuation and safety drills, fire drills, and lockdown drills on the 12th and 26th for the high school, and the elementary for the 14th and 18th. Happy to report that there were no confirmed HIBs at either the elementary school or the high school. Strategic planning, as you know, the district is starting a strategic planning, working with New Jersey school boards. Myself, Dr. Crawley, Mrs. Pollack, and Mr. Place met with Tim Tian, our school board representative. And when we get back in the new year, we'll start to send out information regarding meetings that are available to the public. We tentatively have scheduled meetings for February 26th, March 25th, and April 10th. And all of the agenda items and goals and objectives of those meetings will be forthcoming. We'll spend some time as an administrative team putting together our action plans with the hope of providing a strategic plan to the community to be approved in either July or August board meetings of 2025. And hopefully that's a 5-year plan as a roadmap to where the district wants to be. So that's some good news. Mr. Place mentioned differentiated professional development as part of the calendar. I've been speaking and reviewing with Dr. Christopher Tinkin of Go Teach Consultants, who we hired to audit our curriculum documents and work with us, our teachers, our students, and eventually the parents in January, identifying a needs assessment for professional development for our teachers. That has been going very well. He has conducted focus groups with our teachers, our students. He's gotten incredible feedback. I know we have, in late January, we have a curriculum committee meeting before the February board meeting, and we've invited Dr. Tinkin to actually come back and give us an update on that. And in January, he will be conducting, he'll make the schedule available through our building principals for parents to be part of focus groups, talking to him about what their children need and how they learn. That would be the purpose of those focus groups. So we're looking forward to that. So we're trying to get feedback and input from everybody in our school community as we develop a meaningful professional development plan to be implemented in the fall of 2025. As far as many of our performance groups here at the high school, I just want to congratulate Ms. Schilla, Ms. Galano, and Ms. Sakal, and everyone, and many of our students do all three groups Their performance schedule during the holiday season is incredible. They're asked to perform everywhere in this community, and they've just done a wonderful job spreading holiday cheer, from going to senior citizen centers to tree lightings. They've just done an incredible job. And I know, Mr. Place, if you have it behind me, these were all of the children who performed. For the second year in a row, prior to the board meeting, we had a collection of performances from all three of our performance groups that we enjoyed in the Jack Nicholson Theater. And then the kids enjoyed some light refreshments in the cafeteria with their parents. So just wanted to congratulate and acknowledge our students and our advisors for all of our performance groups for their hard work during their holiday season, and they just do a great job. And then finally, as we move towards the new year, we'll have a reorganization meeting in January, and I just wanted to acknowledge Mr. Walensiewicz, Mrs. Check, Mr. O'Reilly as our rotation, and different representatives from our sending districts change. So I just wanted to thank you guys for all of your efforts and your support. You've been great contributors this round to our Manasquan Board of Education. Thank you for supporting all of the kids here in our school district. And I'd like to acknowledge, he couldn't make it here tonight, Mr. Marty Burns from the Manasquan Board of Education. His term is ending, and he is finishing his run as a board member in Manasquan. And I'd just like to read this for you, and we'll get this to Marty. Martin Burns, board member, in recognition of your outstanding and dedicated service to the Manasquan Board of Education and to the youth of our community, years 2015 through 2024. So thank you, Mr. Burns, for your service to the Manasquan Board of Education. Any comments regarding that?
Or? What's the date? I didn't hear you say that.
The 7th.
Thank you.
And that is our superintendent's report.
Can I have a motion to approve and accept the superintendent's report? Mr. Pellegrino? Mr.
Yes.
Blansowicz? And Mr. Serino?
Mrs. Bessons?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mrs. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anybody have questions? Sorry. Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan general items, numbers 14 through 18? Can I have a motion for items 14 to 18? Mr. Pellegrino? Mr. Catani?
Mrs. Bessone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone need anything separated out on the Manasquan sending districts, items numbers 19 to 29 and 31 to 35? Can I have a motion for items 19 to 29 and 31 to 35? Mr. Dibble, Mr. Milansiewicz,
Mrs. Bessone?
Yes.
Mr. Catani?
Yes.
Mr. Dibble?
Yes.
Mr. Milansiewicz?
Yes.
Mr. O'Reilly?
Yes.
Mr. Pellegrino?
Yes.
Mrs. Pollack?
Yes.
Mr. Serino?
Yes.
Carrie?
Does anyone have any old or new business they'd like to raise?
I'd just like to thank everybody. My board at Braille, my term at Braille is ending after 9 years, so I'm going to miss these meetings a lot. I mean, I have a child here. I don't have children at the elementary level anymore, so I kind of seem like I have more at stake, you know, when I come to these meetings. But it's been a tremendous 2 years, from board members to staff. Ms. Pollack is the president. I truly thank everybody, you know, for welcoming me aboard, and it's a very, you know, caring and passionate group here. You know, thank you for everything you do.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you. Don't be a stranger.
Thank you.
Can I have a motion to adjourn to executive session for items number 1, confidential matters, and number 8, personnel matters?
Sure.
Mr. Milancevic, Mr. Dibble, sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.